Stories Podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Normally, you're going to hear me just blither a 100-word story, but it's Saturday, and that's the day we have this weekly challenge. I post the topic, and you have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. It sounds fun, doesn't it? Well, well, well. This week, Tom, a footnote, picked the topic of oil, and we've got a bunch of stories in this week. Hey, this is going to be fun. I guess we need to figure out who's going to go first this week. And that, well, you know, you have to go back and tally up the votes and hanging chads. And well, this week, it's Anima Zabaleta. Congratulations, Anima. You won. Yay. Getting a little mellow today, I know. Well, Anima doesn't have a URL to promote or, you know, shamelessly plug or any of that stuff. So let's just get right on to her story. Congratulations, Anima. And here we go.
Hello, everyone. Anima here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 117, themed oil. This story is Family Matters. Hi, Acasta. I can't talk. I'm getting ready for a date. No, it's not ham gravy. No, not Brutus. Not the Sheik. No, it's not the movie producer. Ooh, not him. He was too crazy. This guy is so handsome. He's a sailor. How I love a man in uniform. I am not a slut. That's a terrible thing to say about your sister. Yes, yes, I will tell Felinda. Yeah, you still love her. You really need to get over her, big brother. How about I set you up with one of my Goyle friends? You would not get a disease. Ugh, you're awful.
Thank you, Anima. The text for each story is in the show notes. They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with links to everybody's homepage or podcast or whatever they sent for me to link. Well, we do have a rookie coming to bat this week. It is Brad Z. No, not Planet Z. It's Brad Z. And he doesn't really have a site out there, but he has given me a link to his Twitter, so I'm going to go ahead and post the link to that in the show notes. It's in the poll, you know, those blue lines under text that you can put your little pointer. What mouse pointer do you have? Me? I use a little, you know, I use the normal pointer, but it's got the waggly tail. That way, if the system freezes up, I know it's there. I come out of a tradition of don't waste CPU or memory on stuff that doesn't matter. I mean, not even a fancy wallpaper or theme or all crazy. I know some folks want to personalize stuff and all that, but not me. I mean, you know, it's towards the end of a computer's life, it starts to get slow, and you look at it, it's like, my computer's slow. And then you see, like, you know, wham, amazing animation cursors and fancy animated wallpaper and themes and sounds and crazy utilities. And you're like, why do you do all this stuff to slow yourself down further? Oh, well. What was I talking about? Oh, Brad. Right. Sorry. Here's the story.
Weekly challenge number 117, oil. The salmonella calamity, oil issues. A dark, viscous liquid dripped slowly into a large pool that had formed beneath the craft. Found the problem, crack in the crankcase.
Can you fix it?
Might take a while. I'll need that oil can from the storage closet. What? We need that can in order to go.
Well, the safety inspector removed it.
What?
He didn't want to contaminate the area by accident, he said.
We're so screwed. Vibrations reverberated around them as a herd of brontosaurus ran through the valley below.
Maybe we can squeeze some oil out of them.
You know that's a myth, right?
Thank you, Brad. By the way, I'm looking at his Twitter page here, his bio. Sci-fi writer currently being creatively uncreative. How are you creatively uncreative? I know how I'm being creatively uncreative. I just started this at 1:30 today. I'm just goofing off all morning. Just didn't really feel like it. And, you know, this is going to be a day or two late. The typing monkey kind of fell out of DNS, and the site had some issues. And it's like, okay, whatever, if it's done for a day or two. So many podcasts and things out there. Go outside, listen to some other podcasts, wander around, enjoy, come on. You know, yeah, where's your podcast, everything's missing. And it's like, okay, fine, whatever. See you tomorrow. Okay, well, it's time for the veterans, and we have quite a few of them this week. First one usually is Guy David, and sure enough, here he is. I mean, he gets inspired real fast by the topics, and this time around, he's no different. So here's his story on oil, and you can find more from Guy David, the man who does the music for the opening and the closing and during his piece, and when you're in an elevator, that may be his music. But you can check his stuff out at GuyDavid.com.
שלום וברוכים הבאים לעוד פרק של האתגר השבועי. אני גיא מהפודקאסט גיא בלילה, ואתם יכולים למצוא אותי ב-nightguy.guydavid.com. And now, after I cursed you all in Hebrew and called you rude names, let's listen to my story for this week. Enjoy! A sailor was suspended 20 feet above the deck in a cage. He recognized the growth on the banks of the sea, so he started swinging the cage, trying to get to a certain plant. He succeeded in cutting a piece of the plant with his pipe, but failed to catch it. It fell straight down where the thin, tall woman caught it with her mouth. Immediately, her muscles flexed, and she flew into the air, metric style, and landed the sailor a sucker punch. Good one, laughed Pluto. Then he strolled towards the sunset with his beloved olive oil.
Yeah! Oh, sweet. I'll get you for cursing me out. Thank you, Guy. You can check out more of his stuff at GuyDavid.com. Well, while I hit the oxygen tank to try to recover, next up is Steven the Nuclear Man. Now, he's saying theoildrum.com, but you know that his stuff is really at ideatrash.blogspot.com. And this one's going to be, I could say it's going to be a little weird, but you know what? Everything is weird today, man. It's all crazy. Here's Steven the Nuclear Man.
Jim nearly bounced in his clean suit and waved the rest of the lab over. He pointed at the display, but the genetically modified amoeba was eating a gray dot and excreting a small black drop. Everyone cheered, except Sandra. She was new and was still learning names and projects. Jim saw, and his gloved hands grabbed the shoulders of her clean suit. "I've made an organism that eats plastic and excretes oil. It's a perfect recycler. The shortage is over. They were all so excited that they missed the black drop running down the edge of the lab's plastic air seals.
Cool. Thank you, Stephen. You can check out more from him at ideatrash.blogspot.com. But with stories like this, his ideas are not trash. They are instead gems. Next up to bat, we have the man who is guilty of war crimes. That's right. It's Tom from, well, he used to be from Footnote, footnote.libsyn.com. But the problem is, well, he doesn't really have any new episodes of Footnote and hasn't had any for a long time. And it's kind of considered torture for us who love the eight things and short poetry and the talks that he had. And it's cruel. So cruel, in fact, that the World Court has declared Tom a war criminal. He's podcasting's first war criminal. Well, with PME coming up around the corner at Vegas, there will be the tribunal held there with Adam Curry and J.C. Hutchins and C.C. Chapman and P.W. Fenton and all sorts of others will be up there ready to judge him and condemn him to podcasting. Tom, please, it's time for your testimony. Let's hear your story.
Hello, night people. Tom here. Tonight's story is called Little Earl. Little Earl loved oil. Probably got it from Big Earl. Maybe Old Earl. In the panhandle, people say oil's in blood. If it was in there, Little Earl hadn't a clue. He was only six, and the gurgling black crude that set his progenitor's hearts afire wasn't the color that delighted his young heart. Little Earl drove Big Earl crazy asking when it was going to rain. When it comes, we'll all go down to the Walmart, said Old Earl. Little Earl loved the oil puddles in the parking lot. They made rainbows.
Thank you, Tom, and I hope that they find you not guilty. Actually, if the sentence is going to be podcasting, I hope they find you guilty and make you bring Footnote back, because there's a lot of people that miss it. Do we need to start a petition? Where do we want to put a petition? What I'm going to do is, I guess, if things are working again Sunday, we're going to start a petition. And, Tom, We want you back. We want you back, and I know that this is kind of podcasting too, but it we want more. We want more from you. We want more. Give it to us. Next up is Eva Moon from The Lunatics. EVAMOON.NET. Not .com. Not, well, it could be .gov. She could be a government agent. I don't know. But she's still busy making her album Three More Songtastic. And hopefully the musical mischief after dark will yield some more album. Yes, some more album, which is Three More Song. I'm going to shut up now and just play her story.
This is Eva Moon with another entry into the 100-word story contest. The theme this week is oil. She turned in bed and glanced at the clock. 3 a.m. She sighed. Why hadn't she listened to her mother's warning never to fall for a sailor? Always out on that rickety fishing boat, and he barely made enough to feed his family. Oh, but there was always enough for his habit, that evil green weed. She'd begged him to give it up, but he kept sucking down can after can of his spinach. She thought of running off with that dark-haired man who was always after her. Oh, stop, she scolded herself. Olive oil, you know you'll never leave him.
Love the accent. Thank you, Eva Moon. You can check out more from Eva Moon at evamoon.net. And she's going to have even more there soon. I mean, they're going to get in the studio and they're going to, you know, cook things up and bash things around. And oh, by the way, you're supposed to hit record before you do all that. Okay, next up is Jeffrey Height of The Great Heights. And that's at great, H-I-T-E-S, .blogspot.com. And he said, hey, do you mind if I post my stuff up on my site, too? And I'm like, yeah, go ahead. Do it, man. I mean, you're creating these things. You're making stories. And, I mean, if you want to turn it into a podcast there, and you have an RSS feed for that, I'll put it on the side. And that's cool. And if you link back here, okay. And if you don't link back here, that's cool, too. It's all about the creativity. It's all about the writing. It's all about having fun. It's all about saying, hey, this is so hard, I can't do it. And you grab them by the shirt and you go, come on, you can do it. Just sit on a bar stool and get drunk and just start rambling. And after 100 words, catch your breath, take another sip and write it down and do it. I mean, all these people that I've ever heard from that are like, I'm going to try this week, but I just can't come up with anything. It's like, look around you. Look out. I'm opening the blinds. Look out at the world. I mean, what? There are things that will jump out at you. Go to a gas station. Take off your clothes and roll around in the gich that's by the pumps and think, this will inspire me. I mean, okay, maybe not that. But still, my God, let loose. I mean, we have these things called imaginations. Turn off the TV, cover it with peanut butter, so if you accidentally do turn it on, it's just noisy peanut butter there. And let loose. There's a story inside of you, and it wants out. Let me be where it romps and plays. So, with all that said, here's Jeffrey Height.
This is Jeffrey Height with challenge number 117, oil. I call this one, and not a drop to drink.
Albert, you're not drilling another well, are you?
Ma, you know we gotta find some. We're going dry here. About down time we had our own supply.
But Albert, you ain't had nothing but bad luck with that in the past. Look at the state our yard is in.
This time's gonna be different.
That's what you said the last few times. Look where it got you.
Would you please lay off, Ma?
No. We need water to drink. And all you keep doing is drilling oil.
Thank you for listening, and please visit me at greatheights.blogspot.com. A story from me, a challenge for you.
Outside and drilling, see what I run into. Probably a gas main. Hey, Nardo, look over. Pow! Thank you, Jeffrey. You can check out more from him at greatheights.blogspot.com. The links are all at the show notes. Is full of crap, podcasting, blah, 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 whatever. If you don't know the URL by now, I mean, what's saying it one more time going to do? What, it's like going to keep someone, like somewhere in some part of the world, like they're playing this on pirate radio stations instead of real music, and they're like, we don't have to pay that American any royalties for this great entertainment. And it's like, oh no, he said a URL, now they will discover us and declare war. Right. Folks, if any of this stuff, I mean, just, if you got like a feed out somewhere, if there are any of my stories, go ahead and use them and just drop me a note and just say, hey, here. I don't even have Creative Commons on mine. Just freaking do whatever. You know, if you're going to be like, you know, torturing somebody at Abu Ghraib or Guantanamo, my stuff is the perfect stuff to torture people to. I mean, it's just like over and over and over. And then that line that By Guy David does, I mean, it's cool, sure, but you hear it about 1,000 times, you are going to go freaking mad. You are going to reveal the plans to your latest terrorist attack. And believe me, that's what the torturers want to get out of these people, because that saves lives. And it not just saves lives, but more importantly, it saves the economy. Because you have to rebuild all this stuff, there's the cleanup and all that. Yeah, I know it creates jobs, but look, that creates semi-skilled jobs of construction and planning and architecture, when really you just want to have lots and lots of menial jobs that you don't need to train people for. So when stuff goes by and there aren't any terror attacks, you know, we can get by on just, you know, the menial labor. But then when things blow up, oh, you got to replace it. You got to figure out how to clean it up. There's people having to do some thinking. And believe me, you look around, there's not much thinking going on. So with all that in mind, let's move on to the next story. And that's Thomas Merkel. Now, he says that his link for the week is AmericanSolutions.com. So I'm going to look this up. American Solutions for Winning the Future. Fuel the movement. Sign the petition. Hold on. There's a movie on YouTube.
You could do immediately that would dramatically lower the cost of oil.
Hey, it's Newt Gingrich.
The first is dump a substantial amount of strategic petroleum reserve in the market to punish every speculator in the world who's gambled on the rising price, because they couldn't stay.
Okay, whatever. Maybe, say, don't buy a frickin' Hummer, and if you're Newt Gingrich, maybe a few less vehicles in the motorcade? Yeah. Okay, so here's Thomas Merkel and his story.
Hello, I'm Thomas Merkel with a story for Weekly Challenge 117, Oil. When oil came up, my first inclination was to write about fermented dinosaurs. However, I couldn't bring myself to take the easier route and vent when the whole nation is pissed off. So instead, I decided to write a story for the space turtle and his little turtlelet. So Justin, here's a story for you and Melody, entitled, well, because I couldn't think of a clever title, simply, For Melody. Whoa, what did your mother feed you? Justin said to Melody, his new baby. What the, he thought. Note to self, next time I get a hazmat suit. Gently wiping her bottom, he calmed her while stating the obvious. Clean and dry. He surveyed his surroundings. Babies need way more stuff than I ever imagined. Just stuff. Baby powder, baby wipes, baby lotion, and baby oil. Baby oil. His thoughts raced into overdrive. She just wanted a massage, right? One thing led to another, and voila, baby. Those bottles should really come with a warning label. Caution. Can cause babies.
Cool. Although, really, they should have the warning label on tequila, too. Thank you, Thomas Merkel. You can check out more from the link from the thing with the Newt. I mean, if you want to see more from Newt Gingrich, it's up there, man. But I'm telling you, that's burning barrels of oil. Just keeping that data center going at YouTube. Yeah, it's better than going to the movie theaters. Oh, dude, Hellboy 2. I am missing Hellboy 2. just to do this for you guys. Although Sunday morning is when I'm going to go, you know, watch it. You know, everyone else is either at church or they're watching the stupid political shows. Without Tim Russert. Another one down. Tony Snow's gone too. I know all these people are like, oh, they were insightful. They were interviewers. They loved their fathers. They were great family men. Clowns. Well-dressed clowns. They were part of the system. Good riddance. All right. Next up is Justin from the Space Turtle. Yeah, I know. I'm ranting. This is my rant week. Every few weeks, I get off on a rant. I lose my objectivity, well, not that I have any, and I just go nuts. I mean, I've been doing the iPod jacker thing, which was letting folks say their stuff about podcasting in SL, and yeah, I try to keep the rants down to the udders thing that I do, but every now and then it just busts loose, all right? So just keep, you know, fast-forwarding, and maybe I'll just, like, go, beep, or I should have chapter settings. How do you do chapter settings? If someone knows of a simple podcasting tool for Windows that's cheap that lets me quickly drag and drop and do chapter settings, and all I got to do is just drop in a keyframe equivalent. You know, park here, click there. That's the keyframe. Well, the equivalent audio frame, whatever, but the markup. You got that? I mean, drop me a note. You know where a URL teaching that stuff is and a tool that does it simply? Boom, I'm buying it. That way you don't have to hear this garbage that I'm blithering about. No, you can skip and get to the meat, the real stuff, the stories. And it's not like it's taken forever to download this. This is only going to wind up being 12, 13 meg. If you're on dial-up, come on, get on DSL. Join the world. And I don't care if you're out in the sticks. You can just, you know, string together 20 tin cans. But still, my God. Who was I introducing again? Oh, yeah, Justin, themeandom.com, also known as Chivalry Bean Ragu in Second Life. He's hanging around. He's learning. He's checking things out. Oh, and the baby, too. You know, hey, hi, baby. And there we go. Okay.
Welcome. This is Justin Lowmaster with Stories of the 100-Word Persuasion. This week's topic is oil. Jed was out shooting for some crude, and a bubbling oil, and something. I don't remember how it goes. My topic, my story, is titled Totally Litchin'. The necromancer raised his robed arms, gnarled hands pointing towards the void between stars. Purple light snaked from his mouth with evil incantations. The purple light encircled headstones. Earth acquiesced to rising dead. Dusty bones and bony chattering marched towards the stronghold. Bony soldiers advanced, bones creaking. Arrows loosed from the walls of the stronghold. The shafts passed through ribs or glanced off hardened skulls. By magic they climbed the walls. Boiling oil was poured, covering the skeleton. The bones were turned black, and the old joints ceased creaking. They sealed their doom by unwittingly creating black, silent ninja skeletons.
How many times have I warned you against trying to raise the dead? It's like it's falling on deaf ears. Oh, well. Thank you, Justin. You can check out more from him at thebeandom.com. Space Turtle! unwittingly creating black, silent ninja skeletons. You know, as opposed to creating them on purpose. I am ninja, he is ninja, you are ninja skeleton. I'm not going to sing. What I am going to do is move on to Almost Human, who did not record a story, and so guess what I get to do right now. Okay, I'm going to paste this in here, and this is going to be from the top. A 1, and a 2, and a 3. "Well, that's the last barrel," said one of the last two employees at the last oil refinery on Earth. "That's all there is. The people from the Smithsonian will be here soon to collect it," said his partner, inhaling the gassy aroma for the final time. It brought back memories of tigers in your tank, winged horses, shells. "So, what do you want to do while we wait?" the first man asked. The second got a manic teenage grin. They siphoned 20 gallons from the last barrel of gasoline that would ever be, and they practically sprinted towards the Camaro. Nice. And that's probably what exactly will happen. Thank you. Thank you very much, Almo, for that vision of the future. And let's hope it comes to pass soon. Next up is Houston Keys from Tater Tots for the Masses, tatertotsforthemassesblogspot.com. As if somebody else is going to be at Tater Tots for the Masses. Look, I'm going to go to the grocery store after this is done, and I'm going to get some tater tots, and I'm just going to go around the block. Here, have some tater tots. Here, tater tots. Hey, you were thinking you wanted some tater tots. Although it's a hot day out, forget about it. I'll do it some other day. Anyway, here's Houston Keys with his Tater Tot. And he's got another story in the queue here. I know I said I'd post it up, but I've got one from Ellison that's like 5 weeks. Ooh, here's another one. Hold on, I'm going to read this email. Listen to his story.
"The jet black slicked back pompadour of Vinny shone with its brilliant luster. It was his pride, his source of power. The other jets used to tell him if an Arab could sink an oil well into his hair, they could pump out enough oil to run Jersey for 2-3 years. Exxon had nothing on Vinny Bag of Donuts, and he and the other jets ran wild and free in the streets. One dark night in Brooklyn, the sharks caught him outside his turf after dark, and with a shiny new Zippo, they lit him up like a Kuwaiti oil well."
Yeah. Whew. That reminds me, I got a grill tonight. Thank you, Houston Keys. You can check out more from him at tatertotsforthemasses.blogspot.com, baby. I just love how you take one topic, and some people go with olive oil from Popeye, and others go from, like, the greasers and jets, and others are like the last barrel. It's like everyone has a different view of it. It's just, I love this. I love how wild and crazy this stuff gets, man. And speaking of wild and crazy, okay, so my site was down for like a day and a half or something, and then it comes back up, and my email, you know, it's all over the place, and I'm trying to hunt stuff down, but this is why we're using isfullofcrap@gmail.com as the main address, and that just forwards to mine, but it keeps a copy. So when I go into this, it's there. It's right there, and I'm looking through now at the spam. There's nothing in the spam trap. And however, when I got the message and eventually got forwarded to me, Thunderbird coughed, so I've dug this off of Craig's site, washthebowl.com. So this is another reason, if you're doing these stories and you have space, go ahead and post them up on your own site, because it's a great way to save my ass from when I fuck up.
Hi, everyone. This is Craig with today's 100-word story entitled Olive Oil. Enjoy. I turned the bottle on its head. Gurgle, gurgle, is all it said. Receiving its taste, I give thanks to the Italian mystery. Olive oil in my veins, swirling and merging with life. I'm insane in my big leather chair, pouring Carapelli down my chest. The oil spreads out, pooling in my lap, slowly covering jeans in green. Olive oil in my veins, becoming my life. But not my wife. Drip, drip, the IV serves the earthy elixir. Slowly eons of dust circulates in my heart. I become one with the peasants, skin wrinkling, vision waning, mouth drying. Olive oil.
And that, my friends, is crazy. Thank you, Craig, from washthebowl.com. Where will the pause turn up next? Cool. You can check out more from him at that site, and it's just... What a day. All right, one more. You know who it is. Planet Z. No bullshit. Boom.
They followed the yellow brick road out of the fields into the forest. Dorothy and the Scarecrow stopped. There was a man made of metal by the side of the road, and, in his hand, an axe. "What should we do?" she asked. The Scarecrow looked the man up and down. "He's made of tin," he said. "Let's haul him to the salvage yard." The salvage men of Oz paid them $50.
$50? She laughed. "We sure aren't in Kansas anymore."
They took a cab to Emerald City, avoiding the Big Pussy and Sleepy Field of Poppies altogether.
And there you have it. Bunch of stories about oil. Thanks to everyone who participated this week, and good luck in the voting. That's right, voting. You can vote. You can vote if you want to. That takes place on the website, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Pick your favorite stories from this week, and the winners will get refrigerator magnet. No, they won't. I haven't updated this script in how long? Damn. No, I haven't shipped those out in years. I never had them. They never existed. All you people, where'd you get those? Who sent them to you? You can also subscribe to the podcast RSS feed on that site. Click and you're subscribed to iTunes, Podcast Ready, whatever. You're already subscribed. You're listening to this. Who does... Why does anyone write these closing notes? I mean, feedback. Duh. Write me. Show notes, email address, whatever, you know by now. And if you're new to this thing, you probably got to, "Hey, you got to check this out." And you looked at it and you're already there. I mean, it's like advertising for something. It's like advertising for subscriptions for a magazine in the magazine. I mean, those little annoying, this is the equivalent of those annoying little lap flap cards that all pour out of a magazine when you open it. And it's like, I'm just going to call up the 800 number and renew that way. Save some paper. Save some tape. Save some megabytes. Don't blither like this. Yeah. Music for the opening and closing were provided by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Yay! He's going to say some insults in Hebrew at you or something. Insults in Hebrew.com or .co.il or whatever. I don't know. There will be the usual stuff tomorrow, and then on Saturday, another one of these weekly challenges. I'm going to post the topic already. And yes, the audio file may be a day or two late. I'm posting the audio file up on the server. It's just that the A record for the typingmonkey.com kind of vanished. Thank you once again for listening, and as always, keep it brief. Closing.